Hey, everybody, I'm going to read y'all this article.
It's out of the UK, ain't it?
Yeah, it's out of the UK. It's the Mirror. Okay, get this title. Transgender man gives birth to non-binary partner's baby with a female sperm donor. Female sperm donor?
That don't sound right to me.
I'd like to see what this woman looks like.
Is she even from the planet Earth?
And what the hell is non-binary?
That's non-binary is when you don't identify as a woman or a man.
Yeah.
You gotta be something. You're not mitochondria floating out in the ocean somewhere. You ain't no plankton or some just a lump of cells.
Damn tadpole. You something. You a man or a woman.
Yeah.
You got a penis or you got a vagina.
Yeah, very simple.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Yeah, be proud of how God made you.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Ain't nothing wrong.
Ain't nothing wrong with how God made you.
Hey, but ain't nothing wrong if you want to live your life as another person. They ain't harming men.
Hey, it's a free country. It's a free world. Do you, baby.
All right. Okay, when I first started reading this article, I was like, is this The Onion?
That's that website with a bunch of fake articles and satire?
It's a satire website with fake news articles. It's for entertainment.
It's for comedy.
The Mirror is going to put The Onion out of business.
Yeah, you heard that, Onion? Y'all going out of business. Y'all obsolete. This is reality now.
Yeah, okay, look here. Proud dad, Reuben Sharp, has revealed how he gave birth to her miracle baby, Jamie, with partner Jay in Britain's most modern family. Modern family.
is this how society going?
No, man, that's not good, man.
That's not progressing, that's regressing.
Yeah, modern family? Come on now.
Look, and the doctor that helped them get pregnant was transgender as well. I will say this about transgender people.
Yeah.
They do stick together.
Yeah, they help one another, man.
All right, both these people were born biologically female, right? Now, the one that wants to live their life as a man.
Reuben.
Yeah, Reuben. He took testosterone, right?
Yeah.
This dude got a beard cleaner than mine. I can't even grow a damn beard this clean.
I don't like his mustache, though.
Looks kind of gay, huh? That's why I don't like mustaches. Give me that French look.
Yeah.
But anyway, mustache.
Yeah, beard's clean though, man. Mustache gotta go, man. You should shave it off and go with the Amish look, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, so they biologically both female, but one of them lives their life as a man, goes by he pronouns. The other one chopped the tits off, and she ain't nothing. She a tadpole.
Yeah, she non-binary.
She goes by them and they and all that crap.
Yeah, why you do that, man?
But no, it's her life. Let's do what she, I ain't gonna even read this no more because that's
she pretty chopped off.
Now see, this is why I will not ever decide to donate my sperm.
Yeah, you ain't gonna have my babe walk around in a dress with that big penis like his daddy. You ain't gonna do that to my kid.
I couldn't imagine. Man, that's why I could never donate.
Yeah. If you I know? Did donate sperm, say, hey, who's getting this? I gotta sign off on this.
Yeah.
Hey, Kevin, hey, man, hey, we got some people want your sperm, man.
Yeah, they want that kid to have pretty green eyes like you.
I said, cool, man. Well, tell me about this couple we got going, right? Oh, they one's non-binary and the other one's a transgender man. I say, hell no. You tell them people, I said no.
Respectfully.
Yeah. That poor child, man.
Hey, man.
Yeah. That child is going to be confused.
I think kids need structure, man. But
yeah.
Hey, man, it's all about diversity.
What?
It's all about diversity, man. That's what everything's about now. It's about that diversity. I mean, is it right for me to say they can't have kids?
No, it's a free world, man. Free country. They can do what they want.
Does that make me a bigot?
No, it don't make you bigot. You're just giving them constructive criticism, man. It should be okay for anybody to give constructive criticism. You shouldn't be able to hate on somebody for that. Like, I'm not hating on nobody.
I'm just saying this. How likely is this kid to be transgender now? Because we all are a product of your environment.
Yeah.
If I grew up in the hood and my daddy was a sorry ass and mama
daddy wasn't around.
Yeah, and mama was a $5 crack hole, what the hell you think gonna happen to me?
Yeah.
I'm gonna be jacked up. Yeah, I'm gonna be jacked up.
Not that I'm comparing y'all to a crack hoe and a deadbeat dad. Yeah. I'm just making the point we're a product of our environment.
Now, what's gonna keep this child, this female, from growing up being non-binary or wanna be a transgender man? What's gonna, mommy and dad?
It's a female?
I don't know what the baby is. Don't even matter at this point. Baby could be male or female. It don't even matter. Because the one, she don't have a mom or dad. She got a dad, but he doesn't have a mom. The mom doesn't identify with anything. Both of them are actually biological females.
Let me say something. This one thing I can't wrap my head around. Okay, you born a woman, biological woman, but you born in the wrong body. Okay, I get all that. So you live your life as a man. You take testosterone. You grow a beard. You want society to see you as a man. Yeah. You want people to call you he.
Yeah.
You,
him.
You want, like I said, society to see you as a man.
Yeah.
But you turn around and do the one thing that a man can never do is get pregnant.
Yeah.
That's what I can't wrap my head around.
Don't you want to be a man? But you end up having a baby, laying on your back, spreading your legs. I don't know.
No, she got artificially inseminated. She got artificially. There wasn't no dude in her like this.
Hey, man, calm down. Hold up, man. The person who donated the sperm was a transgender. What is it, female?
It was a transgender man, so.
Well, no, he's a man, want to be a female.
Oh, that's where the title come in.
Transgender female
gave the
You get it?
Yeah.
I get it
female
now.
Female produced sperm. I get it now.
I get it now. It's a big ass riddle. take flight. You can say what you want.